When architect Paul Rudolph was chosen to design the Harrington Cancer Center in Amarillo, officials wanted a forward thinker and a cutting-edge design. They got that and more. Completed in 1981, the Harrington Center still looks ahead of its time. As important, it illustrates the architect's concern for the people the center serves, patients with cancer. Rudolph practiced architecture in New York and formerly chaired the Yale University Department of Architecture. His work often is characterized as tough, eccentric, and hard to embrace, part of a modernist movement called brutalism. The Harrington Center encompasses 60,000 square feet. Its brick exterior is designed with textured concrete detailing around the edges. Rugged, sawtooth brick corners, laid out at acute angles, create protruding triangles that cantilever outward. Inside, there's a relentless use of angles, but not a right angle to be found. This playful geometry came from Rudolph's thoughtful research. Before designing the center, he consulted experts who studied the psychological effect of treatment on patients. Rudolph found that most examination and treatment rooms were small, confining rectangles that became claustrophobic for people undergoing long and strenuous procedures. At the Harrington Center, Rudolph stretched some treatment rooms from rectangles to parallelograms, increasing their length corner to corner from 15 to 22 feet. What's more, ceilings have a slight pitch that increases the illusion of openness. Other treatment rooms have high windows allowing natural light to enter. Some look out on landscaped interior courtyards, allowing views of nature while ensuring privacy. Rudolph was known for using rational thought to achieve unconventional results. At the Harrington Cancer Center, his creative mixture of the rational and the eccentric becomes a metaphor for hope, that patients can break free from the feeling of entrapment. It's a powerful statement for people battling cancer.